This is the Horse Radio Network.
This is episode 192 of Horsemanship Radio, brought to you by Hands on Gloves. Horsemanship Radio is a part of the family of the Horse Radio Network. And today we have some rock stars again. For most of them these days are congregating at Equitana. This is Debbie Laux, and you're listening to the Horsemanship Radio. Thanks for joining us. Horsemanship Radio airs on the 1st and the 15th of the month, and I have my producer, Jen, with me today. I had Glenn last time. How are you?
Greetings, Debbie. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm sorry we lost you for a time, but we got Glenn in here, and it's about time we put him to work.
Well, you know, he needs to check in with Team Laux every so often.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. We got to talk to Megan Markowitz with Equitana, and in her worst moments, poor thing, you know, it's like weeks before Equitana.
Can you imagine the stress?
Oh, I can't. Wow. I can't imagine the details and not sleeping at all.
Well, all of our guests, well, no, not all of our guests, lots of our guests today will be at Equitana. So why don't we start this out with when and where is Equitana?
Where is so fun? It's in Kentucky this year. I'm really glad that they went to the horse park, the Kentucky Horse Park, which is iconic. And because where else are you going to have the most fun with horses?
So when does it happen?
October 1 through 3. October 1, 2, 3. And that's 2021, if you're listening to this in the future. It happened already, so go look at the website. But we're going to have Nick Roldan, who is an iconic polo player, is legend. And Monty is stepping in there because he went to Equitana several times over the years. I think Equitana started in the 70s, actually, in Germany. And Essen, I believe, might have been the first place. But Dad's been there several times and loves it. I think it was established in Europe in 72. Anyway, that was my notes. And when Dad went there in 2019, we brought this up, he rode there. So they have so many horses. It's ginormous. Really pleased to have some people talking about what they're going to do at Equitana on the show. So, and then we've got Louise from UK.
So cute. Yeah,
she's going to be a fun one to hear. She's a bright, young, articulate entrepreneur who is taking her passion for horses and combining it with some really good science. So that's going to be a fun one.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that. We're going to hear from the trio next. But first, we need to hear from our title sponsor, because without our title sponsor, we wouldn't be here. Hands on Gloves.
Hi, I'm Monty Roberts. And am I excited to bring you the news of a revolutionary, new, all-in-one shedding, bathing, grooming tool, hands-on gloves. They are fantastic. And you believe me, I've tried them all. Hands-on outperforms traditional curry combs, shedding blades, metal bristles, and all those things. Most animals will gravitate to you for more grooming and petting time. If you wear them, your animals will love you more for it. While using the hands-on gloves, you can easily handle water hoses, shampoo bottles, lead ropes, leashes, and anything you want with them on your hands. They are easy to clean, and they massage muscles and stimulate circulation while helping to distribute natural oils for a healthy skin and coat. Hands-on is changing the way we bathe, de-shed, and groom our animals forever. Hands-on gloves. They are fantastic.
Dr. Jason Worsland is the founder and chief wellness officer at Therabody. After a motorcycle accident, Dr. Jason searched for a solution to relieve his debilitating pain. Rejecting the options of prescription drugs or surgery, he designed a makeshift device out of a power tool to ease his discomfort. That invention became the category-defining percussive therapy device, Theragun. Therabody, his company, offers wellness solutions that help people perform better, recover faster, and manage pain as an alternative to traditional medicine, as he believes everyone should have access to cutting-edge therapies that enhance the body's natural abilities to perform, recover, and achieve wellness. And with him, we'll have leading American polo player Nick Roldan. He has a passion not only for his sport of polo and the horses in it, but also working together with the equestrian world as a whole and collectively promoting it. Having long followed Equitana, originally established in Europe in 1972, Nick was all too aware of its reputation and possibilities that it offers to polo. And so he jumped at the chance to be a part of the inaugural Equitana USA, taking place in Lexington and Kentucky's Horse Park between the 1st and 3rd of October 2021. Equitana USA is the premier North American forum that promotes the exchange of ideas, information, and experiences to enhance the horse and the equine industry, all while providing a high-quality event for those with a passion for horses. Well, welcome. We've got the party line going on. This is the, I think this is the road trip to Equitana here. And I love it because we've got Nick Roldan, our polo player extraordinaire. We've got Monty on the line and we've got a newbie, Dr. Jason, to Horsemanship Radio. So first I wanted to say hi to Nick. Nick and Monty haven't had a chance to chat for a little while. So both of you two say hi. Monty first.
Hello. How you doing, Nick?
Monty, how are you? Great to hear your voice. How everything is good. How are you doing?
Okay. What have you been doing over here?
What haven't we been doing? It's been a really hectic summer, to be honest. Have a lot going on, obviously, between polo and now trying to get everything ready for Equitana. I'm building a brand, you know, trying to make sure the horses are all sound and happy, trying to play, you know, proper polo and trying to compete at the top level. So yeah, there's a lot going on, Monty, so I can't complain.
Wow. So, I haven't been that busy, but, my word, it's good to hear from you, and I haven't heard from you in a while, but it's great to hear that you're continuing to be a factor in this industry of ours.
Yeah, it's, as you know, obviously working with you and Debbie was a huge honor, and the passion and love you have for the sport and for the equestrians has been incredible. So I'm, I share that same passion. That's, I think, why we obviously have always got along so well. So, but I'm continuing to pursue it, really trying to promote polo, for trying to promote the, OTTBs, the horses, the sport itself, now dipping into sort of the training aspect of the sport, both with the athlete itself. And now I was very lucky to meet an incredible guy, Jason, who's on the call, who's the creator and co-founder of Therabody, which is an incredible brand and incredible product that has to do a lot with recovery of the athlete. So, again, a lot going on, a lot of good stuff. You know, Equitana is going to be a great opportunity and a great platform to promote the sport, to promote my brand, promote Roldan Lifestyle, and excited to really showcase Therabody, which is an incredible brand, which I'm sure Jason will fill you all in a little bit more as we continue.
Yeah, we're going to ask him about that. Go ahead, Dad.
Well, it's so great to, Nick, when you stop and think about it, take a broad view of the world right now, horsemen and horsemanship and the horses themselves have suddenly become one of the most healthy things going on Earth. There's so many problems and everything, and yet the horse industry is improving and people are becoming more aware of the fact that they can take care of horses without violence and that things can move forward, something like we've never seen before on the face of this earth. There was a time when horses were just a pack animal, and it's people like you, Nick, that have really helped us get this thing going the way it is. And Her Majesty pushing for us globally is a big help too. But I'm going to go off now and let you guys visit, but it's great to hear from you again and hope to hear from you again soon.
Yeah, I agree, Monty. I mean, you know, it's a proven fact that the effect that horses has on humans and on, you know, there's a bunch of different scenarios. But anyways, great to speak to you. Great to hear your voice. It sounds like you're doing good, as always, you know. Hopefully be able to see you in person, you know, sooner than later.
Yeah.
Thank you very kindly, Debbie. You carry on.
Okay. Thanks, Dad. I appreciate it. Okay. Yeah. I wish we could be at Equitana. It was,
I know.
Yeah. It was fall of 2019. So as we sit here, it's the fall of 2021. So Dad was at Equitana in Essen riding. They had him riding. He was 4 or 5 days on that big screen. Wow. And everything. And so, yeah, so we've interviewed some of the ladies that are running Equitana this year, and they really aspire to be as big as Essen sometimes. So I'm really glad that they're pulling it off, I guess is what we say these days during COVID, that you're able to pull something off these days is pretty darn exciting. But I want to thank both of you two, both Jason and Nick here, for making that commitment to go to Equitana. I'm sure that they thank you constantly, but we'll get into a little bit about Equitana with Nick later and your schedule. But I wanted to start with Dr. Jason, because your two relationship has led to us meeting Dr. Jason here. Do I call you Dr. Jason? Everybody else has been. Is that all right?
Yeah. Yeah, Dr. J or Dr. Jason, that's what people usually call me.
Okay, well, Dr. J, those are big shoes to fill. I'll call you Dr.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
But I love that you two have gotten together. I love your passion, Dr. Jason, of the whole Therabody story. And I had a couple of questions about that, and I'll just kind of bring Nick into that when I need to interpret for that. But I mean, being around horses pain-free helps people with all these things we talk about. Nick will understand this. Breathing, fluidity of movement, you know, focus, or some people call it mindfulness with horses. Dad always says that without that, it's really hard to be with your horse, to really work with your horse in a way that, you know, you can kind of partner together. Because if you're pain, you know, you're not pain free, you're moving funny, your breathing becomes shallower. You know, you don't have that fluidity of movement. So I wanted you to share, if you could, a little bit about how we can help our bodies achieve a little more pain free state, because that's your business. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, I can't tell you how honored I am to do this. I mean, Monty and Nick are legends, and I'm humbled to be on the call with them. And secondly, you know, we all have aches and pains. We all have our things. And, you know, I told Nick this, I grew up around horses. We had a farm as Western, and I, you know, my uncle got bucked off. I mean, the things that happen from a horse, and a lot of times in that culture, they don't necessarily go get it fixed. They don't, you know, it's an interesting way of saying that. The reason Theragun was started, the reason I started Theragun is I was in a motorcycle accident in 2007. Now I'm a chiropractor in Los Angeles doing my thing. Suddenly I became a patient. I couldn't move. I couldn't work. My neck was at a 9 millimeter bulge, and it was really causing a lot of problems in my body. Number one was pain. And I was looking for something to get me out of pain. Something that I could use on myself when I wasn't at my clinic, and there wasn't anything. I started using something that vibrated, and I started realizing what it could do for my body. And the vibration was easy for my body to accommodate to, because I was in so much pain, meaning it wouldn't really be effective, but it would work for a little bit. And so I got a taste of what that might be. And then I thought, you know what? What if I had something stronger? I created the very first Theragun in January of 2008.
Okay.
And I started using it on myself just to keep me out of pain and keep me moving.
Yeah.
And between my visits at my own clinic, fast forward, you know, I got better in July of that year. Literally, I was back to practice, started using it on a patient. Life takes off. 8 years later, 5 different versions. I've now got this thing spread around the world, different soccer clubs, and people are now starting to understand what this does for them. And I'll kind of finish with this part. When you use our products on your body, it affects your nervous system.
Okay.
And if you, like you said, if we're not in a peaceful place when we're working around these animals, they sense that.
Mm-hmm.
And whether or not they're sympathetic, empathetic, like those are things they sense. I think being whole and mindful about your own self and your own body mm-hmm. will only draw your connection with your animal much stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we spend enough time doing that.
Mm-hmm. And I it's very interesting that you say that we don't address that, because isn't that the cowboy way? Whether you're, you know, from Argentina or whether you're from Florida or whether you're from California, it is like us to go to work with a little pain here and there. You know, you pulled a bale up a little too quick and all those things too. So Nick, you've got to live with some pain. You've probably come off a few times and you could just be sore from doing those amazing moves that you make on top of a horse during polo.
It's obviously about, like, you know, obviously being sore after games, even before games practices. I mean, we're in high demand. We're constantly training, both in the gym and on the horses. So, you know, it's inevitable that we're going to be sore. And when I met Jason, you know, at Miami Beach Polo about a year ago, or not even like 6 months ago, we hit it off right off the bat, just because I loved his passion and his energy and his beliefs he created with Therabody. And I mean, we shared the same passion. So it's been, you know, it's been an incredible relationship, and he's done so much. And I think there's just so much more that we can do for my sport and for sports in general than for just a general human being.
Yeah, we've got to be healthy first, and then we get our horses healthy. I love this whole idea of percussive therapy. It's almost like you quantified something that we kind of do to ourselves anyway when we pound on ourselves, Dr. J.
Yeah.
I just pounded on my back and made my voice funny. But so what is percussive therapy?
So it's the rapid movement of something that has a larger amplitude on your body. Just to give you an idea, the word percussive therapy originated back in the early 1900s when they were treating children that had cystic fibrosis. So they'd have that disease of the lungs, and they would lay them on the side and cup their hands and just hit the child, not you know, hard, but just causing heat between their hand and the ribs.
Okay.
And then it would break the mucus up so that their coughs were more productive.
Okay.
So that's kind of where it came from. So you kind of think about a big slap, and then you think of the percussion instruments in a band, how they kind of hit together.
Mm-hmm.
Percussive therapy on the body with a certain frequency becomes a neuromuscular treatment device that actually affects our nervous system. And that was what I discovered through this process. So percussive therapy is it increases blood flow. What it does to the body is it increases blood flow. It releases tension, and it overrides any sort of pain you may be having, as long as it's not like, you know, a broken arm or something.
Sure.
It overrides any sort of pains or aches you may have. So the fact that I just said that, that's perfect for everybody, like Nick said. But then you think about, to your point, the mentality of horsemen and equestrian, they don't really take care of themselves. They don't hold their bodies at the same level that they do their horses.
Yeah, exactly. You're a fit guy. People should go on your website and you know, check it out and read all about
Jason's
it.
Jason's extremely fit,
isn't he? Like he's like one of those guys. Okay, so I mean, you're not just a doctor in a robe, but I love that you created this out of your knowledge of not only the human body but your need for relief from your pain. Is this motorcycle accident? You know, that crazy dancing guy, a lot of people have seen the crazy dancing guy, and that's the guy who goes to a concert, stands up and starts doing the crazy dance. But it's that trend that happens when the second person stands up and starts dancing with the crazy dancing guy, right? So who for you was the first adopter, right? You know, that who was the first one who said, that's a little crazy, but maybe I'll try. Is it Nick?
Great question. Thank God.
It was long before that.
Okay.
I mean, look, early days, it was so barbaric. It was literally a jigsaw. So it was a power tool.
Yeah.
So I would try and take that to a tennis tournament at Indian Wells in California and working on some pros, and they'd say, get out of here. What is that thing? It's too noisy. So it was really tough for several years to have people listen to me enough to get it on their body. But once they felt it, it was like game over. It just, you can't unknow this. So it just started to grow in this sort of organic way. What a funny story is, I wasn't focused on athletes. Although I worked on athletes, I thought the path was going to be through physios and chiros and other body workers that, that were sort of the evangelists for this type of product. So at the same time, I was working at a gym in Hollywood called Unbreakable Performance, where a lot of celebrities and a lot of big name people was going. And I had an office there. So I was working on these guys at the same time just to cool them down or get them stretched and ready to go work out or something. And then working on injuries. Well, these guys would steal my Theraguns. They'd take them upstairs on the gym floor. And I'd be so frustrated. Like, what are you doing? And I'd literally go up. I mean, Bobby Wagner, who plays for the Seattle Seahawks, is one of the guys who's there, and he's friends and investor now. But I gave him, I was like, Bobby, what are you doing? You don't know how to use this. So I was super critical about his understanding of the body because I thought it was for us. Well, the light bulb came on like the third time that happened. I'm like, wait a minute. So I said, you guys want to buy one of these? And they're like, yeah, how much are they? They just pulled out cash. And I thought, oh my gosh, I was going the wrong direction. Yeah. So it came to me like, I'm going to do what Under Armour and Gatorade did. I want to get into the hands of these athletes, create a story and some buzz, and then I'll come back around to the everyday person because then it'll make a little more sense. You have some more science behind it. So that's kind of the early adopters was honestly, you know, I had Armie Hammer, who was an actor at the time I worked with that was really loved it. Chuck Liddell, who was a fighter at the time. Bobby Wagner, he's in Seattle.
So oh, wow, Chuck Liddell, yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. So we're excited. So how do I bring horses into this? You have a 15-minute presentation that you're going to do with Nick of the Therapody on percussion therapy, I guess that's the theme, and recovery for the equestrian. So what are you guys going to do together? What's going to be fun?
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, our shared passion for the equestrian sports and for recovery is beyond, right? So we you know, the opportunity that we have with Equitana to be able to showcase certain areas of our sport that aren't really focused on or that aren't showcased, you know, it's a huge opportunity. And I think for Jason, and his company, and for my passion for the company and for recovery, you know, we really just want to showcase that and really let people know and understand, you know, how important it is to recover in the sports.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, so go ahead. Also, on top of that, really quick, to be on stage with someone like Nick, who is the top of his game in that world and have that voice, it's I can't tell you how it feels to be able to do that. But then also to be able to show up for him. Like, I've done this for a long time, and I don't know that there's someone that has more knowledge about this than I do. And to be able to apply that to an athlete at Nick's level and share that with the group, like, that's what I'm really excited about.
Yeah.
And I feel the same way, Jason. I mean, it is truly an honor to be able to, you know, with your experience and what you've done and everything that you've done for the company and what you've been through, to be able to share that on the stage, and to have your support is undeniably, like, you know, one of the greatest feelings. So, you know, and Jason has such an amazing team of people that work with him and that, you know, get things done. And it's been a great experience, and I know we're going to do a lot of great stuff. We're definitely going to be the trailblazers when it comes to this.
So I want you guys to come visit us too when you guys are out in the LA side. I know that sometimes you guys are going to get back out here because so many of Dr. Jason's clients are out here. So you have an open invitation.
Be careful what you wish for.
Oh, I don't do that lightly.
I'll be there next week.
Okay. No, you got to be at Equitana.
I also wanted to share one other thing, and Jason, that is that Debbie and Monty, as you are already know, are, again, some of the most incredible people to work with, and also share a passion that is it's incomparable to anybody else, and what they've done for horses and for equestrian sports in general. So, you know, being able to share this with you guys and to have us on has been, it's been amazing. So thank you.
Thank you. We love our relationship, and I think you're doing amazing things for polo. But lucky people going to Equitana. So tell us where you guys are going to be. Dr. Jason first, are you going to be in some booth, or how do people find you? Go to your website.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah. Go to therabody.com. My Instagram is Dr. Jason Wersland. But what I'm excited about is we're actually sharing a booth with Nick's booth, Little Dan Lifestyle. And hopefully we get some people coming to have a conversation and just see how we integrate this into taking care of Nick's body.
Okay, great. Oh, I'm so glad. And Nick, so you've got a booth there, and your ecosphere. People got to be pulled into your vortex that you have.
The fact that we're sharing a booth with Therabody is the coolest thing in the world, right? So, thank you, Jason, for giving us that opportunity. But also, I'm launching my brand, World Dan Lifestyles, which is a lifestyle brand that really embodies, you know, wellness and passion and four generations of polo and history. So, I'm going to be launching a small clothing line, but a small little apparel line, that I've been working on really hard with Natasha. And, so we got a lot of great things happening, but to be able to share this on an Equitana platform is going to be exciting. So we're going to be able to, you know, bring some people into the booth and explain to them and educate them on Therabody and recovery and importance. So we had a lot going on.
You sure do. So I want to have Nick in the next segment here give us a little bit of a breakdown of what he's going to be doing at Equitana. So I will say goodbye right now to Dr. Jason and Therabody, and we will have in the show notes how to reach you and what your website's all about, and the Equitana schedule. Nick Roldan, our polo player extraordinaire. I wanted you to tell us a little bit about the events that you'll be heading up. I know there's a 60-minute polo masterclass. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so it's the events from the 1st to the 3rd of October. And we are really, I'm going to be hosting a masterclass. I'll be hosting a 15-minute segment with Therabody. I'm also going to be doing a 45-minute segment with Technogym, which is another brand that I've been working with that I'm extremely passionate about. They're a high-end gym equipment brand, and they're also a wellness company, and they do a bunch of incredible stuff. And we've been building, Natasha and I have been building a relationship with them and a partnership. So we're really excited to sort of launch the training aspect of the sport. And so Equitana has given us a 45-minute segment where I'm going to work with one of Technogym's head trainers, a guy named Marty Miller. And so Marty is going to be up there with me, and we're just going to kind of go through the motions of what is the perfect polo training formula, right?
So right. I love that. So here you are, you're at an airport, bless your heart, you're on with us, heading to Equitana.
Unexpected, very unexpected.
No, it's cool. It's very cool. Yeah. No, it's very cool. Here he's on the road to better horsemanship and Equitana, so people can see it. I love that you're using so many OTTBs these days in the sport of polo. Tell us a little bit about where you source those. Yeah, thank you.
Always. I've always loved OTTBs. Any support that I can do. It's basically giving, you know, ex-race horses a second chance and a second career. And I think they're extremely talented horses, and I think there's so many opportunities to take a lot of these ex-race horses into our sport and train them and give them a second career. So
people going to see a little, will your polo, your masterclass that you're giving, a 60-minute polo masterclass at Equitana. So will you talk about OTTBs? Oh, we should say that's thoroughbreds for those.
Yeah. Off the track thoroughbreds. Yeah. So yeah, we'll talk a little bit about that. We'll talk about the sport itself, about, you know, the swing, the more technical stuff of how you you know, how to swing the mallet correctly and the different swing styles. And so I'll go through, however much I can in an hour.
There's a lot, I know.
To make sure people leave feeling like they understand the sport a lot more.
I love it. You're such an ambassador for the sport too. And it is, it's becoming such a fun sport. Watch out. It's addictive.
Yeah.
So I understand you're going to answer the question of how many horses does it take Nick to play in a typical game? So,
I mean, look, it's a big number. It's usually between 10 and 12 horses to compete at the top level. So, and each one of these horses is finely tuned like a Formula One car. So again, you know, there's so many complexities to the sport, and I'm going to share it all. And I want people to really understand that how difficult and how high demanding the sport can be, but how fun it is too. So,
yeah, exactly. And you're going to do a polo taster for kids. So parents are listening to this, or kids, listen up. So, cause what age were you when you won your first major competition?
I was 15 years old.
Listen to that. 15
years old. So, I started riding when I was 3 and, you know, got my first opportunity when I was professional at the age of 14. And at 15, I won, I guess historically the biggest tournament in the United States. So, it's been a whirlwind in so many good ways. And,
you're still young. Goodness.
Yeah. And it's, you know, nice. With polos. Yeah. So anyways.
Okay. So now what is e-wheels? Like, I went to this polo match just a couple of months.
I know.
A couple of weeks ago, actually. It wasn't that long ago. And all the kids came out, during one of the checkers, I think, that after the checker, they were on e-wheels. Tell me what's that.
Yeah. So e-wheels is this new, they're kind of like Segways, but one-wheel Segways.
One-wheel.
The kids have been using them like crazy.
Are they practicing polo? Are they learning
at full speed. At full speed. Like the hand-eye coordination that these young kids are going to have. Because they do it all day and they never get tired. So I don't know if we're going to have very, very fit kids, but we're definitely going to have kids with extreme talent.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I know.
Fitness,
so.
We've got mentoring, you've got kids, you've got masterclass. You are a busy boy for 3 days at Equitana. That's crazy.
I'm going to be a very busy boy, but I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be amazing. So we're really looking forward to it. And my team, and there's a lot of people that have helped me get this going. One being Natasha, who's been, you know, spearheading a lot of this, and she's put a ton of hard work. And a girl named Cheryl. So I have a great team of behind me that have really been facilitating this. And so we're excited to be launching.
Hi, I'm Monty Roberts. And I'm coming to you now to talk about the Monty Roberts Online University. You know, there ought to be 6 months in everybody's life where they just live with their animals. I've been staying home. But 3 months now, I've been home with this virus thing. And the things I'm learning, we're bringing you a new series. What horses see, how horses see, and about horses seeing things. The Online University is bringing you the last 3 years of my learning process, which I promise you is the learningest years I ever spent. The Monty Roberts Online University. You won't miss a minute of it if you get started on it. I love bringing it to you, and it's my shot to take my concepts to the next generation.
Louise Butcher is founder and director of Horse Ultra Sports Kit, and that was built on a dream to innovate and challenge the status quo, as well as a love for horses and the desire to help improve their well-being. She's been riding since she was 3 and always had a love for horses. Well, welcome, Louise of Husk. That's a wonderful name. Tell us, Louise Butcher, what that name stands for.
It stands for Horse Ultra Sports Kit.
I love it. And you have beautiful, beautiful products, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But first, I want to know your horsey girl side. And I was reading a little bit about on your website. People should see your website. It's just beautiful. And I love a horsey girl who has a nice website. It's kind of hard to find, actually. So people should go there. But I know that you grew up just outside of London. And I'm curious. I mean, just outside of London's pretty city-like. So how were you drawn to horses?
Well, that is a good question that my parents still ask to this day. I think it was probably from a former life. I think my probably the closest that I ever had to horses in terms of my family would be my dad, my mother's side. So my mother's side of the family are from Devon, which is where we live now. So he used to deliver the milk in Devon with a horse. And it was really quaint. Yeah. And so he loved his cart horse that he used to take around the villages with the milk. But he had experiences with horses. So his sister moved out to Canada quite early on in their life, and she actually married a rancher, and so she had a ranch. So he used to go out and ride the horses out there as well. So he had a real interest in horses, but absolutely nobody else did. So I was born and I had apparently an imaginary friend called Cowboy. Aww. And that was pretty much I used to canter around the back garden on imaginary horses thinking that I was in a giant, I don't know, ranch or something. So yeah, that's the only link that I had with horses.
Okay. DNA is still my answer. I think it's just in the DNA.
It's just in the blood. I think it's just former lives, I think, probably. He helped.
Okay. So he passed it along somehow. But tell me about a little chestnut pony called Woody.
So we lived in a as you say, just outside of London, but there was a farm, which is really unusual, which funny enough is still going now, as far as I understand, near where I used to live. And I used to wander down there as a child and walk down the tracks and everything and on my imaginary horses with Cowboy. And they had a pony there, a little chestnut pony called Woody. Anyway, I was telling a friend of mine at school about this pony called Woody, to which point she told me that she was the owner of Woody and that I was more than welcome to go and play with Woody at any time. So obviously took her up on her offer. Yeah. And went to the farm one day and put a head collar on Woody and started playing with Woody in the field, only to find out that Woody did not belong to this young girl at all. Oh. And the farmer was... was absolutely shocked to find me running around with this little pony. But the funny part of the story is that about, gosh, maybe 10 years later, I had my first horse, and I had him at a yard, and lo and behold, three stables down at the livery yard was a chestnut pony called Woody, and it was Woody. It really was Woody. Yeah. So he came back in my life. So yeah, Woody, bless him. I can picture him now.
Right. Yeah. That's what we are. Those horses that we have as youth. And I think those are the first ones that introduce us to how it feels to be with a horse. No words. Yeah. It's just that fascination.
Definitely.
You said something about, partnering with horses. You're just such a great horse girl. And I love when horse girls make businesses out of it if you can. But Dad's 86 now, and he feels best when he is in the saddle and on a horse, and you know, and a horse that chooses to partner with him. So in other words, they know intuitively what's going on with each other.
You said
something important, I think, once that said that horses see it as a challenge to be free, and humans mentally and physically feel like it's a challenge to control horses, But, right. You know, and I love that you see horses as seeing it as their challenge to help us humans understand. Do you think that is a synergistic feeling? Like when somebody feels freer on a horse, is that synergistic with how horses feel about wanting to be, you know, not controlled?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I could put it down to one of my horses I have right now, who feels exactly that way. Any fence is definitely something that is something to tackle as opposed to something to respect. So, yeah, I think horses are always looking to be free. That's their thing. I mean, when you see all the children's programs and everything with the horses, they're always galloping across kind of large plains of land, and all the children kind of. I see my little girl now. There's a cartoon called Spirit. I don't know if you've seen it, but
yes.
And she just, and the music, and this girl is kind of galloping on this horse with no tack on at all, just her on this horse. And my daughter's kind of in absolute awe of that feeling of freedom. And I do genuinely believe that's what horses do. I mean, not just physically free, but I think they also free the mind as well. Because we're all a bit trapped in there, aren't we, us humans? So, I think, whether they see that as their challenge to help us, I don't know. I'm sure they're very curious as to why on earth we behave the way we do, mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Can't understand why it's the way it is, but, you know.
Yeah, but they're pretty generous that way. So what I loved about that theme in your life is that you said that you were consciously choosing to make products that minimize a horse's restriction, still protecting them, still helping them, boots, et cetera. But that helps us be safer as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I think, like I said to you earlier, I'm just amazed and always have been about the terminology that's been used in the horse world from words as obviously you with Monty know about the words like breaking a horse in and all these very kind of brutal words, along with bridling, and you know, and then you hear with some disciplines, it's very much about controlling the horse, you know, anchoring the energy and all this kind of stuff. I find that you need to flow, you know, energy needs to flow. Everything needs to flow like a river, I guess, to be healthy. Mm-hmm. And so for horses, if we're going to be constantly trying to control that energy and contain it, then we wonder why horses get so sick and why, you know, horses nowadays, I mean, there's more and more sickness that I see in horses on a day-to-day basis, from physically to mentally. And a lot of it, I think, is because of our behavior around them. From my perspective, I just, you know, there are obviously, there is a connection between horse and rider, and horses, I believe, very much enjoy the whole riding experience as much as a human does. You know, like, I don't know about a lot of people, but I know my horses, I mean, my horse here yesterday literally put her head in her bridle to be ridden. Do you know what I mean? Like, she's like, I want to go riding. Let's do something. Yeah. So they're generous. Really enjoy it. I think they genuinely enjoy it, but it's a case of, and you need equipment to kind of make that experience comfortable for both horse and rider, so you can enjoy the experience together. But I do feel that, maybe some of the equipment is designed more for the rider's fear of the horse as opposed to facilitating that freedom, you know? So that was what I wanted to do.
I love that, Louise. So airflow, minimal restrictions. So everything is made in your product line for Husk with that in mind. And I love that. Yeah. That's fair for the horse. How do people find out about you? Where can they find your products?
So we have a website, thehusk.co.uk, and we ship worldwide. And we do have some retailers as well across the world. Not too many, but we're just in the process now of, we've actually had quite a large amount of growth over the last couple of years. So we're now looking at distribution and so on. So that kind of helps the the whole process. So that will be kind of in hand, and obviously we can update you when we know. But we have the website, and it's all there.
I love
and
it.
We just, yeah, we've got Contact Us, and that it's still quite a small family business that goes directly to me or a member of my family. So we're still very much involved, as you guys are. So
yeah, exactly. Family business.
So exactly.
100% passionate, just like you too. And so people should go to thehusk.co.uk. Yeah.
That's
so you
right.
do the CO. Thank you so much, Louise Butcher of Husk, for joining us on Horsemanship Radio.
Leave this world a better place than mine. The magic in the language of the herd.
Welcome back, Ann Lindberg, with your tip for us.
Thank you very much. I got one great tip, and I'm not guilty of the whole thing, because my dear mentor Monty Roberts gave me an eye opener, and this is back in 1998, I think. But I just figured out a tip that people really don't think about, and I always bring this out. This is the beginning of my book, actually. Monty Roberts say that the horse has a language, and we call the language of the horse, right? Or the language of equus is what we say.
Right.
And we talk about the four signs. But I've never heard a riding teacher say, now the horse got it, because now we got the four signs.
Mm.
Did you know that every time we lead a horse from, point one to point B, the horse will give you four signs. And when you ride, he will give you four signs. I think that everybody that's been riding in a riding school or for a riding teacher, they have heard the riding teacher say, now you can, how do you say it in English? Now you can take the reins.
Mm-hmm. Right.
How do they know when to take the reins?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's very easy. Because first of all, the horse will walk around and look a little here and a little there, and you chatting along with your riding teacher. And then all of a sudden, the ears will start to, come to you, one each at a time. And then one of the ear will lock on to the riding teacher. And then when you're sitting there and you don't think about it, but you start to move your hands around the reins, then it's like the horse is trying to pull the reins out of your hands. No, they're not. They're actually dropping their head. And then they start to, as the riding teacher say, chewing on the bit, but what they do is lick and chew. So they've actually given you the four signs. I have never heard a riding teacher say that. And I promise you, before 2020, every riding teacher, at least in Sweden, will say that.
Good girl.
That's a good tip.
I like that. Yeah, that is a great tip. It's an interpretation.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I love that, because we are always talking about what does join up look like in the saddle and what does join up look like for the rest of the horse's life. That's a great interpretation. Love that, Anne. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll have you back when that book comes out. We want to hear more.
Absolutely. I have to do it in English as well,
Yes, please.
And thanks to you, I have, not only do I know a lot about horses, well, that's thanks to your father.
That's to Monty.
But thanks to you, I know a lot about internet and what you do with ebooks and everything. You are doing a super job, Debbie. I'm so proud of you. And I'm extremely privileged to be a part of this.
Thank you so much, Anne. Thanks so much for being a part of the show, too.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Where in the world is Monty Roberts?
Monty is looking forward to meeting some new friends, two-legged and four-legged, in October now. It's 4 through 21 is the advanced course. It's our second in a row, 3 weeks long, October 4 through 21. You have to be invited, so that means get started in your introductory course of horsemanship, which we will have on November. November 8 through 19 is the introductory course of horsemanship in Monty's concepts and methods. And then after that, you'll You'll look for the exam so you can get to that advanced course when it comes around again. December 10th through 12th, we'll have our last Horse Sense and Healing for the year. And there are new dates that we're being introduced for 2022. So watch our website for the new dates.
That's right. And the website is MontyRoberts.com, where you can find all things Monty Roberts, all things Language of Equus, all things Monty Roberts University. Yep. And all things podcast, because this podcast is also at MontyRoberts.com. So it's all there in one place.
It's all there. Thank you.
You can go old school. You can call Flag Is Up Farms at 805-688-6288 and get all of the information you desire. Mm. And for details about today's show, you can go to horsemanshipradio.com, where you're going to find links, photos, and more information about today's guests and topics. We love your feedback, and a great way to give us feedback is on social media. Monty's Facebook page is Monty Roberts, the one with the little blue check mark. And his Twitter and Instagram handle is Monty_Roberts.
Mm-hmm. And many thanks to our sponsors, too. That is Hands-On Gloves. Those are the most amazing grooming tools on the earth. We love them. And also MontyRobertsUniversity.com. And that's where we teach you all Monty's tips and tricks and theories and concepts and how he changes them all the time to be fairer to the horse. Be sure to visit the other great shows too on the Horsemanship Radio at horseradionetwork.com. Until next time, have many happy horse hours.